This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv Saturday. Rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months, triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian death toll and the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said that they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel's military says it recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks on Sunday in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire months into the war. Israel says its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least 6 people and wounding more than 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars.
As the presidential election draws near in the United States, the spread of bogus information online is getting a huge boost from social media accounts that have been created anonymously. A post this past week about a surge in new voters registering without photo ID is the latest example of how these accounts have come to dominate right-wing political discussions online. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports on the now daily drone and missile attacks that are occurring on Ukraine by Russia.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least 6 people and wounding more than 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and 6 missiles at Ukraine, according to an Air Force commander. Russia hasn't commented on the strikes, but says that Ukraine, on Saturday morning, fired Vampire rockets at Russia. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says upcoming U.S.-China talks will tackle a top Biden administration complaint that Beijing's economic model and trade practices put American companies and workers at an unfair competitive disadvantage. Yellen made the announcement Saturday during her trip to China. She told reporters that she thinks the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States, for the potential to flood our markets with exports and make it difficult for American firms to compete. She added that the matter is not going to be solved in an afternoon or a month, but she says she thinks that they have heard that this is an important issue to the U.S. Mexico's government has severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. VOA's Alexis Strope has more on that story.
It was an extraordinary use of force that shocked and mystified regional leaders and diplomats. Ecuadorian police late Friday broke through the external doors of the embassy in the capital, Quito, to arrest Jorge Glass, who had been residing there since December. Glass sought political asylum at the embassy after being indicted on corruption charges. The raid prompted Mexico's President Andres Manuel López Obrador to announce the breaking off of diplomatic relations with Ecuador on Friday evening, while his government's foreign relations secretary said the move will be challenged at the World Court in The Hague. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump continues to demand a new judge just days before his hush money criminal case is set to go to trial, rehashing long-standing grievances with the current judge in a long-shot 11th-hour bid to disrupt and delay the case. Trump's lawyers urge Manhattan Judge Juan M. Merchan to step aside from the case, alleging a conflict of interest and bias because his daughter is a Democratic political consultant. The judge rejected a similar request last August in court papers made public Friday. Trump's lawyer said it is improper for him to preside over these proceedings while Mrs. Merchan benefits. I'm Tommy McNeil.